Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Edmund Michalowski is the assistant deputy clerk in Chicago for elections. He's been joining us the last few days to talk a little bit about this. Edmund, welcome back. What kind of numbers can you share with us today?
So far between early voting and election day voting today, we've got about 500,000 voters that have come to the polls, and we have over 400,000 mail ballots that have been received, 420,000. So we're at over 900,000 right now, and we anticipate that we will go over a million votes, possibly up to 1.2, which would be at a 75% turnout.
Wow. 75% turnout of eligible voters in suburban Cook County, then?
Yes.
And can you put that into some perspective? How high or low is that compared to other years?
You know, it's reasonably close to other presidential elections, but what's really unique to this is the amount of voters that showed up either in early voting or in mail voting. And those numbers certainly would represent, at a minimum, even if we if no other mail ballots came in, it would represent 50% of the voters plus.
Well, 420,000 mail-in ballots have been registered or received. I think you said that 600,000 people asked for mail-in ballots. Is that right?
It's 580,000, yes.
Yeah, so most of them are in. The remainder may come in today through 2 weeks from today. And maybe some people are going to walk them in and just say, I've decided I want to surrender this and vote in person, right?
And we have had a number of individuals doing that today.
Any last-minute advice for our listeners about the vote today, generally, Edmund?
So I think the last-minute advice would be if people are downtown, we have no lines at the Union Station or at the 69 West Washington Supersite. It's the first time ever in Cook County that you don't have to vote in your precinct on Election Day. So there's no reason to hustle home if you want to vote without lines. These locations are open, as are suburban courthouses. And everybody in line today by 7 o'clock will definitely be able to cast their vote. And we anticipate that, you know, the numbers will grow through the day. And we appreciate everybody's patience with this huge turnout.
The polling places close at 7, but if I'm in line and it's 7:01, they'll keep the line going so I can vote?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a small point, although I have not seen long lines, but I'm glad to hear that. I may have more questions for you this morning, but so far, so good. Edmund, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.